This is the 14th interview with Sarah Rosner, conducted on November 6, 1973. Apparently, in the very beginning of the interview, Sarah had some difficulty. She had not felt well the day before and did not have a good night. Despite this, she insisted on proceeding with the interview. Rather than continuing with the previous discussion of interview 13, material on change in attitudes towards the USSR was covered in the beginning of the interview. This was a natural lead-in from the discussion we had been having prior to the beginning of the interview over lunch. The interview covers first the change in attitude towards the Soviet Union and then continues with a point she raised in the previous interview about there being only three men in the Union whom she could respect. We discussed who these were and then talked about how these men related to the discussion of women. This led naturally into a discussion of suits by women against the unions. Much of the discussion actually related to these issues and to the issues of women both in the early days and their present status. There were some natural progressions leading to other topics that had been mentioned in previous interviews but not covered, and these were then discussed. Following this, about one-third of the way through side two, we returned to the discussion of her decision to retire and the formation of the scholarship fund.
Already talking about this. I have this down from way back. I wanted to go back to.
Yeah.
Early, right after the revolution, all radicals supported the Russian Revolution.
Yeah.
And then for a while, you even talked. You were going to go to the Soviet Union.
I had a bowl trunk all ready to go, and it was a number of us, amalgamated. And Schneider was the leader of it. I read you the letter that he... I showed you the letter that he sent into the forwards. And he thought that he would entice me to follow it up. And I don't bite. I told you I didn't want to give out any... I never wanted to attack the amalgamated from without. I fought inside.
Well, Sarah, who was going to pay for this trip?
Yourself. We bought machinery, too. We had bought some machines to take with. And then something went wrong. And then I was glad that I wasn't a citizen even. But I had a hell of a time to come back.
Oh.
See, you talk about being an internationalist. I said I want to be a citizen of the world. I was really hot. I didn't know what it was all about. This was in 1922.
When did you change, personally, when did you change your attitude about the Soviet Union?
When did I change? Yeah. When Stalin started horsing him? What's his name was asked?
After Lenin died?
After, not when Lenin died.
Oh, later then?
Before that. No. Right after, what's his name was ousted. Before Lenin came in,
Kerensky.
Huh?
After Kerensky was ousted, you
mean? That's right. As soon as Kerensky was out, I was against us.
But you were still going to go in 22.
I don't know how that was, but I know that I wasn't sane. The reason why I wanted to go is this. I do know now, when I think back, because the amalgamated was for it, see? And I was amalgamated. I told you. We bought stock. I think I have a little pamphlet somewhere around. I'm going to You see, I always find some things that is hidden, and I know I have the Russian. No, I was against it as soon as Kerensky was out.
Oh.
No, I was against. I was all for Kerensky. I wasn't. I said. I was with Emma Goldman on that. I don't know what year was it when Emma Goldman spoke at the Chicago Opera House. I have never record of that, unfortunately. I said Lenin, Trotsky, Hitler, Mussolini. Hitler wasn't at that time yet. To me, they're in the same category. Their hands are bloody. That's what I said. And then I go listen to Irma Zimmer, and she said the same thing.
So right away, so you didn't believe in the second revolution then?
No, no. No, I didn't. I believe in the first. That's what I was trying to sing. The Greece, that means Greece, the new Russian. The new Russia was in 1917. I didn't. No, no. I never supported Lenin or Trotsky.
Okay.
No wonder they call me a reactionary conservative. I don't. But I wasn't. I wasn't. I just didn't believe. What way can anybody convince me? Did they differ from Mussolini? I still can't see it.
Now. Because even Emma Goldman, though, thought at first off, well, Lenin, what happened was all necessary until they got there and they kept hearing the
story. Well, she seen what she should see. It didn't take them long to change their mind. He committed suicide, and she was lucky to escape to Canada, France. Okay. Now, you see. First of all, I'm Hungarian. I'm not Russian. To me, there is something to that. I had this verse Saturday night, but it must have been about 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning. I just couldn't sleep, and when this stopped, it was drawing, it drew. And then that, all of a sudden, and I was so cold, I had the chills. I put the pad on, and this thing came up to a head, and I started singing Hungarian songs, right aloud, all by myself. Somebody was coming to me, so I say, I'm by far not nationalistic. I express myself when the first mantra I came to this country, my cousin, don't talk to me Hungarian, but there's something in me that I don't know. You can't escape it, you can't just get it out of your system. The Russian. I had some very close friends in the shop, Sarah Julius. I'll show you a letter from her when I had to leave Chicago after the first war, because I refused to work on uniforms. I went to Youngstown. Was she a Russian all the way. There's something that you're born there, that's your place of birth. You can't get away from it.
No, I think you're right. That's because she even, both of them in their books, talk about mother returning to Mother Russia.
That's what it was. I know I attended a farewell banquet. It was the Morrison Hotel. She was a symbol. And as far as he was concerned, I claim that I'm not a woman's lip, not a crazy person. No, I'm not. But innately, I always protected the woman. I was sided in with her more. If somebody would say that she was a whore, for instance, when I read proven members of the Manichaeists and her, my mother read it in Yiddish. Yeah. And she says, the kurva. I said, Mama, how can you say that? You know, I've got a... And then when I gave a review on the book, I isolated that part of her life entirely. Again, I hate to call myself an ignoramus. All right, I didn't have a guess, but I had brains enough not to give the men, who are lawyers and some doctors, that, and by the way, my one word, where this review took place, he's coming in with his wife. That's the fellow that I showed you the pictures. His son is here on scholarship. He called me up. He wants to make sure that I'll get to see his father. His father wants to see me. I have another system that other people here know, but it's... I was there when he was born. There was nobody else there. I came in from the strike. And I'm such a complicated creature. You touch, now I'll be talking to you for an hour. Go ahead. Well, what do you want?
Well, Sarah, but the Amalgamated continued supporting the Soviet Union till pretty late.
So late. After 1922, it started sort of cooling down. After 1922, it started cooling down. I don't remember exactly. See, a lot of things happened in my life. And it's pretty hard, unless if I find some scribbling somewhere. Certain things just are outstanding that I remember. As I say, for instance, I remember when I was told by the union officials, you kill yourself politically with arm work, you walk. Arm in arm.
Now, what year would that have been?
Pardon?
What year was that, the incident with Arnberg?
It must have been 22 or 23.
Oh, so by then things were already...
This was dying down. No, that was later. That was later. Much later. Must have been later. Sure, it was later.
Well, because initially in the advance, when the whole idea of the Needle Trace Alliance started, initially the Amalgamated supported that notion.
No, they never supported it. No. Not officially. Oh, no. They tolerated it, but Schneid was... I remember Schneid was the leader first, then it became a question. They put it in, either you belong to the Communist Party or leave the Amalgamated. So he says, I'll leave the Communist Party. He remained with the Amalgamated. Now, this I remember because I went to the Peoria Convention. That was already split with the Workers' Party, But Goldman, you come across anywhere as Goldman? They called, he said first he was a spy. They see, a lot of things that weren't on the level. He wasn't a spy. He just didn't agree with the Amalgamated. He was studying law. And he split from the Communist Party, joined the Workers' Party, Trotskyite. And I didn't want the Trotskyite, I didn't want the Leninite. Once I joined the Socialist Party, I joined them after everything. The split came in 1918-19, during the war. I joined them way after.
Well, Sarah, it was in the fight between Sam Levine and Frank Rosenblum.
Yeah.
Was Sam Levine ever part of the communist group?
No.
But the communists were supporting him in that
fight. Yeah, yeah. They supported Hillman because Hillman promised that he endorsed Foster. I'm not going to be. That's so stupid. How stupid can they be? Hillman was such a shrewd proposition. He was so shrewd. See, Frank would never do that.
Now, Sarah, last time he told me that there were three. I got to get this straight. I want to go back to some of that stuff. But there were only three people in the union who you could point out as being really moral people. Schlossberg was one of them.
That I could put my finger on. Yes, but I know intimately more.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say that that's all there were. These people that I knew definitely, but there were, I know those that weren't.
Well, who besides Schlossberg did you look up to in that same way?
In the same way? As far as leadership is concerned?
Well, as far as that kind of morality that you saw Schlossberg having? No one?
I can't see anybody. So there was Charlie Weinstein, who I called every name under the sun, because when I worked my head off to build a women's local and he put every obstacle in my way, and Sal Spivak, I mean, they were business agents. They all became managers in various different states. Only Sarah remained in the shop, fortunately. Fortunately for Sarah. I've never regretted it. But these are the three outstanding. I don't say that they were morons or that they were rapists or... But it's, to me, it's outstanding moral, for speaking from a moral point of view. It was Levine, Schlossberg, and Miller.
Ruth's father.
He was a very... I could... If I would tell her some of the things that Frank did with him, against him, that nauseated me. And I went out, had breakfast with one, he, just like he would be a dog. If he would have done that to me, I would spit in his face. I mean, just because he was, he had some very small ways about him. As big as, you see, I point out his good, his bigness and his smart. But it hurt me because it was Miller. Because I know Miller was a very decent sort.
Was he in Chicago?
No, he was in New York. He was in New York. He was in New York. Born, I think, in New York.
Well, Sarah, how did someone like Schlossberg feel about the women? I mean, Frank fought you, and really fought the women's standing position.
You see, well, I would say that he fought me fought me personally. He couldn't come out and fight officially. None of them could come out and fight officially.
But he was never, I mean, wasn't he one of the ones who said, you know, why worry about the women, they're going to go get married?
That's right.
Now, what was Schlossberg's attitude toward the women workers?
He was for them. He was, but he wouldn't, I'll show you, there is a letter. He's so grateful that there's scholarship in my honor, and he doesn't realize that I was the one that was promoting it. Mark Starr, Mark Starr, he was the Director of Education International.
Mm-hmm.
His wife.
Now that was Helen Gate Starr?
Yeah. She was very happy to see the advance about me, and she sees the way she describes the way I was in Brookport and all that stuff. And,
Well, were there any of the male leadership who really pushed the women?
No.
Any of them?
No. There was no such thing. There was no such thing. The only one, you see, if it wouldn't been for Levine, we could have never made it. He was really the one in a silent way, more or less. That's why I think he was more human than... I got a picture taken with him here. He was a nice guy.
Well, what, did he do anything specifically, or did he give his silent support, or what?
He was responsible. We would have never gotten a charter if he wouldn't have sanctioned it. He sanctioned it.
But like on the General Executive Board, there was really no one pushing.
No, hell no. The Bessie Hillman was against it altogether.
Now, how about August Blanca, once Dorothy Jacobs married him? Did he push the women?
No, no, she didn't push. She didn't push. They were afraid of their own shadow. They were scary kids. Listen. It's funny, but it's so. Now, they certainly, I was told lately that they, I'd like to know more about it. Maybe I'll go down to the office some of these days, get some information, that a bunch of women are filing suit against their magazine for discrimination. That, I would like that. No, I wouldn't like it either.
Around the country, you mean?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm trying to find out more information. There was going to be a convention of women, labor, maybe it was rank and file women. There was going to be a convention of women in unions to talk about women in the unions.
Find out more about it.
I'm trying to find out the information. I'm going to write that wage group, the group that Ann Draper was involved with,
and
see if they know anything about it. But because there was supposed to be a national convention, and as I understand...
Yes, I thought to Ann Draper at a convention. Now, you would think that a woman like that would at least give you some encouragement. No, she shied away from me.
When was this?
This was the last convention that I attended. I think it was in 64.
Well, I think she went through some changes in more recent years.
This was when I had that silent protest, and I showed it to her. And she said, well, there is no silent protest. I don't remember, but I know that I sit down, and I was sitting with the delegates from the South. I was saying, I wasn't sitting silently with them, you know. I gave them plenty of propaganda. I propagandized them as much as I could. Whatever I stood, whatever I ate, whatever I slept. I mean, I didn't stay still. Didn't matter. Went home, Bill. I said, what the hell are you complaining to me? Why don't you get up? You're a delegate. Get up, take the floor. I said, I can't do it. They wouldn't give me the floor. They would do me honor. They send me tickets. I said, attend the dinners. I said, I'm not anxious for a dinner. Secretary, they used to complain to me. Here they are, the official delegate, they complain. Well, it's all better over them.
But, Sarah, there were apparently men in Rochester who got the women's, who really started, it sounded from things in the advance.
Yeah.
This was in 1917.
Yeah.
It sounded like it was men who started the women's local in Rochester. Is that true?
I don't remember. Baltimore, Rochester had the first fatality of Bucknell Maker was killed in the strike. City Goodman didn't tell you that.
What year was that strike?
I think it was 1916. I think it was 1916. Yeah, I think so. Jewish Goethe. I think that's how the things happened. They had a wonderful bunch of girls there. If they'd have had somebody to continue it.
Now, isn't that where Dorothy Jacobs was? Wasn't she in Baltimore?
No. Dorothy Blanca was in Baltimore, too. In Rochester, Sadie Goodman. And Rose Reichert was later already. She was in 26. And she put it out, not much. Baltimore had a good active group, very fine group, all petered out. But Rochester had a very strong women's movement. New York didn't. See, they had. New York was different. They didn't allow a woman to become an operator. If you look through the advance, today it's a little bit more. To give more concessions. Oh, every was close to the women. Nothing was allowed. The menial, just like the Schwartz, you know. And I felt it from a distance. I used to tell them. So I was always a toy in their eyes.
Well, Sarah, how did you get contacts in the early days? With the women from all the other cities? Through the conventions?
First through the conventions, yes. Then I made personal contact. I went. You see, where Mina Santar says, Hillman was better than you. I think I showed you a letter. So what?
Well, okay. Getting back to Sam Levine, you say was the one that he had run. All the others really helped the women. But your letter to him,
yeah,
about why a woman's local,
yeah,
what there must have been some sort of trouble.
Yes, because don't you see? Now you can go back to Sadie Goodman for this. Is Nixon doing everything else? That's what he's surrounded with. He couldn't do everything himself. It was Benny Brandler, son of a bitch. There was his own brother, Alex Levine, who used to come to my house. Well, all right, so there were others, Sal Kramer and a bunch of They put the lid on. If you're not going to do that, then you'll be in hot water. It boils down to the law of self-preservation, which is politics. And so I didn't want to know about it. So she knocked her head against the wall many times. And who wants to do it? Who? I'll show you the letter. Now, I felt like crying when I reread it. I got the letter down here. When I wrote to the girls after Clara died. So they're bemoaning the fact, they're telling me that on her dying bed, she still had in mind to help others, to help that they got to make a collection. Not to see that somebody's put in the local and to continue the activities in the local and to maintain the prestige of the woman in the local. That didn't appear. What can I do? I felt like crying. She says, she was a president, I don't remember her. She says, you don't remember me, but I remember you well, and so much spoken of you, all the work that you put in. You know, they give me the honors. But can't be helped. They're eliminating all the small locals. This has nothing to do with the national locals.
Sarah, in Chicago, first, Bessie Hillman was the first woman business agent in Amalgamated. In what?
She was pants makers.
But she was the first woman business agent in the Amalgamated Club, and then you were the next one.
I am the first woman coat maker business agent.
Now, was there anyone before, besides Bessie and then you, were there any other women business agents? There weren't.
Clara
followed.
That's all.
And the whole time until you left Chicago, that whole time there were no other women in the
Amalgamated Club. Clara kept it until she died.
Now, how about in other parts of the country? Did you see changes in the number of women?
Yeah, they tell me there are changes. They tell me when I ask, there are business agents in the sports world, not in the men's clothing.
The sports world all women, usually?
The sports world women. Such as shirts, you know, underwear. But in clothing, I don't know any.
Now, are the sportswear factories usually all women? Or are there men there too?
Oh, the cutters are men.
The cutters are still always men.
Mm-hmm.
Even
that's what I think. I'm going to find out more about it. I would get a kick out of it. No, really, I don't like you. I tell you, I'm very chauvinistic. When it comes to the Amalgamated, I don't want to be sued by our own people. Hell, it's like spitting your own face.
Well, I imagine they went to the union first and got nowhere.
Well, this is what they should do. They could get everything if they get together. They don't have to go outside. God damn it, they don't have to go outside.
You think that the rank and file would support them?
If they would get together, they're in the majority. No, they shouldn't be bought by a pat on the back or with a kiss or taken out for lunch. I had one of the Italian business saying, he says, the only way I could get him to organize is if I go to sleep with him. So it's not easy. But I know the fact is that they don't have to go outside of the union. All they have to do is what I say. I say it in such a simple terms. officials come and go, but workers remain. And that a militant and alert membership, the union progress must go.
But Sarah, look at how much support did you get from other women?
Well, I got as much as it was. Nobody else got as much as I did.
See, I don't know that they would get any more support than you got.
They are more sophisticated now than they were in those days. They don't tell you now go home and wash the dishes, I don't think. I think they're more alert now. I think they're a little bit more sophisticated. Oh, yes. I think they're more sophisticated. When I talked to the black business agent that got the scholarship, the Southern Island scholarship, she said, they don't want to work in a tailor shop. They want something better than that. I said, what are you doing? You got your job. I said, why don't you see somebody else take your place when you go? They don't want. So, if that's how they talk, they certainly must be a little bit more advanced than they were 50 years ago. More than 50 years ago. I think it would be nice.
It seems to me that you don't really want to fight out in the open, but at another level, you're really pleased about the idea that the women are getting together and going to do something, even if it means a suit.
Well, I tell you, if you have to, you have to. I'm not for it. I'd rather see them fight inside. But as I say, see, I took it on the chin person. The chances I had to fight them from the outside. I had connections with universities. No, I could have gone to any length to besmirch them. No, give them plenty of trouble. Nah, I would rather die than do that.
Sir, were all the women who were business agents in those early days, like the ones in the other cities, were they always out of the women's locals? Did they ever come out of a mixed local? Like Sadie Goodman was a business agent from a women's local.
No, I wasn't a business agent just from the women's local.
No, but you were.
I represented men as well as women.
But you were elected.
I was elected. Sir, I was elected from the joint board, see? But every local was entitled to a business agent,
yeah.
You see, that's what it was. Every local, now there were 12 locals, let's see. Every local was entitled to a business agent. You understand?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Each local nominated one.
Each local nominated, yes.
Now, in the other cities, though, the women who did become business agents,
They were appointed. I don't know whether Sadie was elected or appointed. That I don't know. I know that I fought for her existence from a distance. I wrote to Petrovsky and he gave me hell. Because after she was through, she got tangled up with the manager. She told me he was in love with her and she didn't want him. And I don't know. See, I never, as I say, I never got into those things. As I say, if I wanted a cigarette, I didn't buy it in the union. I refused to do business in the union. I never got mixed up in the union with those things. But as far as when I got through, it was a yearly affair. Every year there was an election. And when my time was up, somebody begged me, don't go back to the shop. I said, look, Sam, if I wanted to stay on, I will go through the election. No. It's all right, stay on. Meaning, I'll appoint you. No, I had enough. When I go through and see what I went through, I don't see how in the hell I could withstand that 1 year. But I did, that's all I wanted. I wanted to make room. I wanted to make a way.
Well, sir, once Clara Leon got in, weren't there any pressures from the other women?
What? To unseat her?
Yeah.
No. See, I ran away. I went to school, and I came out here. And she was all wrapped up. She was such a good yes man. She was a nice person. She was as good as any man, better. She was better than any other business agent. But as far as working for a cause, for an ideal, no, it's a question of a job. It was a good job. She wasn't the worker like I was. She didn't earn my kind of money. She was an automobilist, and that's all. And she probably was a good automobilist, and they had a hard time getting her out on strike. I mean, her record was not so fancy, but that's what it is. A human liked her. Frank liked her. Because she was a good coffee crotch maker, something that I could never be. I could dictate what to do, but I should do kitchen work. I didn't do my own. It's too bad. Too bad.
So the whole time, between the time you left...
Where did this get us? I want to know what...
Well, I'm trying to find out...
What are you trying to find out? What do you want, my dear?
If the women...
What?
...got in only to the women's locals, or if there were other ways...
No, no, they appoint them. They appoint men as well as women. So they appoint... Now there is more appointment than the election.